Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, live cattle traded in a narrow range Friday, unable to push higher despite steady to higher cash for the week. There's much hope of continued higher cash by feedlots, but there's concern the market may be running out of steam. Yes, market-ready cattle numbers are tight, but a lack of demand down the road will mean less cattle and will need to be slaughtered. We're not saying this will be the case, but continued increasing food prices and other prices for goods and services will affect what consumers will spend their money on and will have them change their eating habits. Hogs are struggling as well, finding little support from cash and cutouts. There was only one day last week in which cash was higher, and that was only a minor gain rather than the usual strong cash for 2 days of the week. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report on Friday down 94 cents. Chain speed slowed last week and may be an indication of what is to come. Packers will remain lethargic today, waiting to see pork movement over the weekend. Cutouts did show some strength with a gain of 36 cents, but there needs to be more to spark the buying interest. On the grains, lower wheat prices overnight with all three exchanges down 4 to 6 cents, with Chicago leading the way lower. We're now a week removed from the initial announcement. Russia was planning to no longer participate in the Black Sea export corridor, only to reverse course 48 hours later. 7 days later, we're still not sure exactly what the situation is, although Ukraine and Turkey say they remain committed to the current agreement. Lower corn prices overnight with most contracts down 1 to 2 cents, but several cents off the overnight lows. December corn has slipped back below the 50-day moving average, but remains well inside the larger 659 to 706 range, which has encapsulated trade since the beginning of September. Mixed price action overnight in the soy complex, with soybeans lower while products inch higher early this morning. Going home Friday, bulls were buying on reports China was on the verge of reopening from COVID restrictions in a larger way. The futures coming up in just a moment.
Hey folks, the 2022 Tulsa Farm Show coming up the 8th, 9th, 10th of December of this year at Expo Square's SageNet Center at the Tulsa Fairgrounds. There's still some spots open, and you can learn more about being a part of this year's Tulsa Farm Show by giving the Midwest Farm Show team a call, 507-437-7969. Meet your customers and let's do some business at this year's Tulsa Farm Show, 8th through the 10th of December.
Well, at the close on Friday, December live cattle down 30 cents, 151.65. February down 50, 154.37. November feeder cattle down 17, 177.82. January down 20 cents, 179.62. December hogs down 40, 82.97. Kansas City wheat, December up 12 cents, 953 and a quarter. March up 12 cents, 950 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, December up 7 and a quarter, 847 and three quarters. March up 7 cents, 866 and three quarters. December corn up 1 and 3 quarters, 681, and March corn up 2 cents at 686 and 3 quarters. January soybeans up 25 and a quarter cents. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.